Alright, so, alright, so let's just take the just go back to Nachash for one more try over here. Okay, so we were working on the idea of Ein Toanin Lemesis, and the Gemara's idea of Ein Toanin from the concept of Ein Toanin Lenachash. Alright, so we were trying to work on it on Thursday and on Thursday basically. But I wasn't satisfied with what we came up with. So I was thinking a little bit more about it, and let's take a look at it again. So we have to understand one thing. What does it mean, Ein Toanin? Okay, so we have to understand, halachically speaking, what does it mean, Toanin, and what does it mean, Ein Toanin? Okay, so we didn't get far enough in the Gemara yet, but what does it mean, Toanin? What does it mean that we're towing for something? Okay, so for instance, I'll give you an example of here. So let's take the halacha that we're dealing with now. So we're dealing with the case of if one person says in front of Adam, you owe me money, right? And the other person says, yes. Right? Reuven says in front of Adam to Shimon, you owe me money. And Shimon says, yeah. Right? So the next day, they come to Beis Din. So we say, then Reuven says, hey, you know, you owe me, you admitted to me that you owe me the money. So we say, Shimon has a taina. Well, he's able to make a taina. What's his taina? I was joking with you yesterday, right? But Ein Toanin Lo, we won't make that taina for him. Okay? Would it mean if we would make the taina for him? What would that mean, we would make the taina for him? Just practically speaking, what does that mean? What does it mean that says, when it says, im lo to'an, ein to'an in lo. So what does that mean? What would it mean if we say we make a taina for him? Right, so I'll give you an example. There's a Gemara a little bit later on. So you guys need a little help getting further through here. Let's there's a Gemara later on. Let's take this case. Where does it start? Take a look on Chof Tesan Viz. Take a look. You see where it says "Hahu Dava Korale Kav Rashu"? It's like I don't know, 12 lines down, 18 lines down. It's funny. The Rambam quotes these cases. Very funny.
16.
So what was the guy? The guy. There was this guy, and they used to call him Kav Rashu. What does that mean? So it means like this: Mole Kav Shtaros Yesh Olav. He had this reputation for owing a lot of money. Okay, he had a full basket of Shtaros on him. Okay, that's what they called him. Omar Man Masik B. Ella Ploni Uploni. So the Adramo explains very nicely that he wanted to shake this reputation somewhat. Okay, so he said, "Who do I really owe? Man Masik Bi Lemi Ani Chayev Klum. Who do I really owe?" So Ploni and Ploni. Okay, Ploni and Ploni. Okay. So what do you think happened next? So Ploni and Ploni take him to court. Okay. Asu tavu ladina kameder of Nachman. So Ploni and Ploni take him to court. And they say, look, he admitted he owes his money. Right? Omar Rav Nachman, Adam osoy shalol haspia es atmo. He says, Adam osoy Rashi,
people are accustomed, people do this. Lomar labrios chayav animos leploni lisrachek me'ayin hara. So you had a different angle on it. So people don't want, they don't want ayin hara, so they look like they act like they're not, like they owe money, instead of acting like they're rich. Shelo lasbia, shelo liros sova mimamon. They don't want to appear. They weren't. It was a different type of a mentality. They didn't want to appear wealthy for iron heart rushes. But what's the point? What do you notice about this story? What doesn't slip past your observant eye here? We will assume there are Adam here. Let's assume there are Adam here. Doesn't say he's wealthy, it's true. But what is also missing in this story? Omar of Nachman, Adam Osi Shlol Asbias Atzma. In other words, Nachman said, why did he say he owes you guys money? Just because he doesn't want to appear wealthy. It doesn't say that he said that. It says Nachman said that.
Right? Which you might even say,
but Rav Nachman is the one that said it. Didn't say Rav Nachman even asked him if that's what he meant. Just that's what he said. Take a look at the end of Tosos. Kach Adam Asoy. He says V'tainas Shelo Lahasbia Afilu L'Didei Taninan Kemoshe Ton Rav Nachman Lahu Gavra. So we make the taina for him. We make the taina for him. So what does that? So what does that mean if we say imtuan who lo taninan le? We won't make the taina for him by the case of mashdani bach. Those cases, right, where he says it. Where some cases we don't make a taina for the guy means if he makes the taina, it's accepted. But when we say we make the taina for him im lo tuan taninan le, if he doesn't make the taina, we make the taina. That means to say we simply don't accept the evidence. We don't accept the evidence. Now, as we say that there's like an umdana, people say things like this. We don't even ask the guy, what did you mean? We make the taina for him. We make his argument for him. We act on his behalf. And we simply reject the claim. Just as a matter of practicality, can you figure out what the difference between the claim of Shlo Lasbias Atzmo versus Mashdani Bach? When would either claim be acceptable? That's why don't we say, okay, so every time we don't make the claim that he was joking, let's make the claim that he just is Shlo Lasbias Atzmo. Right? It would seem either one is always applicable, so what's the point of saying that he has to make the claim I was joking, if we'll make the claim, Shlola Asbiyas Atzma on his behalf. In other words, it would seem you could always use both.
What's the difference?
So what's the when is it appropriate to say on his behalf, Shlola Asbiyas Atzma, and when do we say we wait for him to see if he says, Meshata Anibach? There's different circumstances where each one would be applicable. You have any guess? So shlolas bias atzel means that the guy says things to act like he owes money because he doesn't want to look like he's wealthy. So he says things to act like he doesn't owe, like he owes people money. So if I say, I owe Jacob Bain a lot of money. So if you come and say, pay up, come to Basin because there was a room full of people who heard you say that. Basin would say, no, that's not serious. That's he just said that because he doesn't want to look like a wealthy guy.
So people don't ask him for money.
Well, different reasons. That's what we said originally. Rashi says it here ayin hara, but either way,
opposed to the other time where he actually himself says I was joking. So he.
So when does he have to say I was joking? The other claim is the guy says when he says, "Hey, you said you owed him money," he'll say, "I was just joking." So when does he need to say I was joking in order to be potter? And when do we say for him, he just says things to so people don't think he's wealthy?
Right, we don't say it for him, maybe you were joking?
No, we never say that. Yeah. That's what the Gemara says on Chof Tes Amar Alf. Im lo to'an, ein to'an in lo. Back to the Rashi. What did Rashi say? Why do we believe the claim Meshat Ani Bach?
Why do we believe the claim on Choftes Amal? Why do we believe the claim I was joking? What's the sense of his joke? What kind of a joke was that?
The money.
So Rashi says, I was joking with you because you were saying to me something that didn't make sense. Right? You said I owed you money? I said, yeah. You were joking? I was joking. I thought we were all having a little joke over here. Right? So what does that show you? When is the claim of Mashdati Bach? What are the circumstances of that claim?
When someone says something first.
Exactly, when there's a Toveya, the Rishonim say. When I am Toveya you in front of, and I claim from you in front of Adam, hey, Badner, you owe me $100. And you say yes.
But if there is no...
But then we would never say, you just said it Shlul Hasbias Atzmo. We would never say that a person would respond in the affirmative to a direct claim in front of Adam just to act like he doesn't have money.
So you're saying it's sarcasm.
It would have to be a sarcastic kind of a thing. It would have to be, I was joking with you. Okay, but, so what are the circumstances where we say Shlo Las Bias Atzmo?
Makes public declaration. Says it himself.
When he says it himself. Spontaneously. Okay? So it's very...
Well, would it also have to be publicly?
Yeah, of course. No one's there, then no one's going to, then there's nothing to talk about. But in other words, the point is like this. If I claim from you in front of Adam, you owe me money, and you respond yes, we're never going to say that was just Shlo Lahaspias Atzmo. Because it had the form of a legal claim and an admission to a legal claim. Nobody, Shlo Lahaspias Atzmo, he doesn't want to make himself high of money. That's not what he wants to do. He wants to seem like he's chai of money, but not actually be chai of money. That wouldn't be any benefit to him. So when there's a toveya, when there's someone claiming against him, and it sets up the framework of a real legal rights that are being accepted or admitted to, then he needs to have a reason why did he appear to be admitting to a legal claim. So you have to say, well, no, I was just joking. Okay, but if a person spontaneously says, hey guys, I just want to tell you I owe Rosenthal money. You're not here, whatever it is. You know, oh, you come to me for money. Say, I can't give you money. I owe Rosenthal a lot of money. Right? So then, that we say is nothing. Cool. Even if I don't make the taina, and he comes to me with you two guys as Adam, Basin would just say, nah, that wasn't serious. There was no one claiming money from you. No one was claiming money from me. No one was lodging a claim against me. It was all spontaneous on my own part. So it wasn't in response to anything. So it must be you're just trying to say things so that people don't think you owe money. I mean that you have money. It's a very good question if you can ever make yourself chayav just as an admission in front of people. So you could, it would seem, if you said, you two are my witnesses to a hodah I would like to make. Mm. Right?
Then he doesn't have the claim.
Then it would seem you don't have the claim of Las Bias Atzmo.
If he directly said
what he's saying sounds...
Right. No, that's a...
Balmor, he makes it like a legal...
Yeah, right, right.
That's a hodah. You can't...
If it's done in a... That's a very good question. I'm not sure if we'll get into it, but there's a bit of a debate in the Achronim and what the Rambam holds about that, because Rambam sort of has an ambiguous way of stating that case. But basically, I think most of the Achronim hold that according to the Rambam, if you would get two witnesses and say Atem Edai, and here's my hodah that I owe him money, it would be fixed. That would be the end of the story.
What if he didn't say Atem Edai?
Then he could always if he didn't say Atem Edai.
Isn't it still a hodah from the Rambam though?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where it gets complicated. What exactly is derech hodah? Then he could say I was just said it last bias atzmo.
Oh, but he doesn't have the kind of
mishat. Let's not go into the Ram now, because the Tosis learns that. It seems the Rambam holds he has to make the tain of Shlo Las Bias Atzmo. But Tosus doesn't know that. Tosus is just saying that, let's take the simple case, that the guy just admits it freely to two people, or whoever it is, to one person, or whatever, it doesn't matter. And then he gets taken to Beis Din. So Tosus learns, Im lo to'an ta'ninan le, we'll make the tain of one. But the point I'm trying to draw out of this is one point. That what does it mean when it, what do we mean when we say we make the taina for him? It means to say we don't accept the evidence. Okay? And when we say we don't make the taina for him, it means we accept the evidence unless he can explain it away. Okay? That's all I'm trying to draw out of that for right now. Yeah. So, according to Tosfos, in order to rise to the level of... It was according to Tosfos. We're getting into it. We'll get into it a little bit. I mean, I'm just trying to bring this up as an illustration of what we mean of tone and that will make the tiny form. But it would seem, according to Tosfos, there's just idle talk, and idle talk doesn't need to be does not rise to any level of testimony. Okay, so. Anu, when Rav Nachman said, "Lahasbias ashlo lahasbias atzmo," and Tosfos said Rav Nachman said it on his own, "L'didei tayninan," it means to say that type of a speech, that type of a statement, is just has no weight at all. In order to have some kind of a legal weight, it has to be at least in response to a legal claim. But just stam, a statement made. Without the derech hodo, whatever it is, I mean, Tosfos doesn't have that. Doesn't even have that in derech hodo. But in order to rise to the level of where it has to be answered, it has to be made in the context of a legal claim. Just saying it, just saying something to somebody, is just dibur ba'alma. Dibur ba'alma is not does not have any legal standing. Just deeper balm. It's like taking a over here a casual conversation. People talk. They have to be in a certain mindset of legality in order to say he said something of legal weight. He didn't say anything of legal weight. Why did he say it? I don't know. It's just an example. Shlo las bias atzmo. Could be 100 reasons. It's not definitively the reason, but the point is it doesn't have any legal weight because it wasn't said in a legal context. Has to at least have a toveya there first to set up some kind of a context. Then now you have to explain why did you admit to a legal claim? That sounds like a legal type of a statement. Then he says, no, I thought the whole thing was a joke. I didn't realize it was an actual taina. That he was actually being toveya me anything. But the point that I'm trying to draw out of here is this, that when we say ein toa nin lemesis, right, we don't make a taina for a mesis. And then the Gemara says, we see that from the Nochosh HaKadmoni, because he had tainas, and he didn't make them. And then it says, Umipnei ma lo to'an lo akarish baruch hu. Why didn't God make the taina for him? Lefisha lo to'an hu. Right, because he didn't make the taina. So what does it mean? What does it mean we don't make the taina for him? What does it mean we don't make the taina? And the Gemara is saying, and I'll show you we don't make the taina for him, because the Nochash had good tainas and God didn't make it. God didn't make the taina for him. Yeah. Let's take a quick look at the halacha over here about mesis. It's very interesting. In Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Ha'onshin Hamasur Mohem. That's apparently the full title. The Rambam says like this. He's like this. In Yud Aleph, in Perikid of Ochei. Hamesis ein dina of kishar dina nefashos. So mesis really is completely, has very different dinim. There are different laws from the regular laws of dina nefashos. Nechamnin lo ha'edin ve'eno tzorach hasra kishar ha'neragim. So normally, in order to be mechayev somebody to misa, you have to have edim who give him hasra. But by a mesis, you can hide the edim, and they don't need to give him hasra. Vim yotza mi based in zakai, veomar echad yeshli lalami lavchova machzir naso. The regular din in the farshos you say noki v'tzadik al tarog. Okay, So it means to say, they learn from that, that if he went out as a tzaddik bidin, meaning he was acquitted, and then they think of a reason to make him chayev, they can't bring him back because he was already a tzaddik bidin. Not keep it tzaddik, I'll tell you. And if he was condemned to death, and they're about to, and they're taking him out, and they find a reason to say he's innocent, then they bring him back. So that's Naki. He didn't do, he wasn't chayev. So that's Naki v'tzadik v'taru. But by the Mesis, neither one of those apply. If he went out Zakai, and then someone says, I have a reason to make him chayev, they bring him back. And if he's Yatzah chayev, and someone said, I have a Zachus, we don't bring him back. Vain tone in the Mesis. We don't make any tainus for a Mesis. Umoshivan bidino soris vizokain umishain lo bonim. So we put on the basin of a Mesis grouchy old men. Okay. Kidesh lo yirachem olav. They shouldn't have any pity on him. Right? Because that's what the Rambam explains earlier on. So why don't we put a zokain on a sunhead, on a basin, because the zakein doesn't have as much rachman anymore. He says, "Ein ma midin perak beis halacha gimel. Ein ma midin b'chol sanhedrin lo zakein muflag b'shanim v'lo soros mipnei sheyesh bohen achzarios v'lo misha'ein lo bonim kidei sheyiyeh rachaman." Person doesn't have children, doesn't have a certain element of understanding, doesn't have a certain element of rachmanis. Zokin muflag. He doesn't have patience anymore for things. Right? So he says, so Ram says, he says, Sheha'achzorios al elu. Because the cruelty to these people, Shematin esha'am achar hevel. Now, is to be cruel and to destroy these people, the Mesis, the one who causes people to go after Hevel, Rachamim hi ba'olam. That itself is Rachamim to everybody else. So Din is always Rachamim, but you have to understand, you have to realize who you're being Merachim on. Shenem alaman yishuv Hashem echaron apo v'noson l'chor Rachamim. So that's the like the Rambam has in the Mora. We did it a couple of years ago on Tuesday night. He explains the Yud Gimel Midas. He says they're mainly Rachamim, Shem Hashem Kelar Chapayim, right? Chanan Racham. So they mainly have ideas of Rachamim, but for Avodah Zarah there's extreme repercussions and extreme judgment. Because you have to be able, people are personally have weaknesses, can't always follow what's good for them. But when someone is creating a destructive, doing something destructive to society, there have to be severe consequences in order to prevent it from spreading and really taking hold. So that's what the Rambam is saying over here. What does it mean? Ein toan in lemesis. Ein toan in lemesis. Saying something?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. In other words, in din we have a din of rachamim, and you have a din of you have midas rachamim, and you have midas din. Right. When we're saying we're not toan for, when we're saying we're toan for somebody, it means to say we employ a midas rachamim in his judgment. In the way we carry out the sentence, in the way we deal with him in the Midas HaRachamim. Now, of course, all of this, right, we deal with him in the Derech HaRachamim. But when we say Ein Toan in Lemesis, it means to say that we don't look at things through a prism of rachamim. We look at things very strictly. We don't reject certain things we would have rejected because when we were operating on rachamim, right? We don't pull the guy back if someone has a zuchus to learn for him later. That's rachamim. We don't put people on there who are going to go the extra distance to try to find a technicality of acquittal. We go with just din. But you have to understand, it doesn't mean we're perverting justice over here. It doesn't mean that we're not careful that he's a mesis. It has to be that we're sure he's a mesis. But then, in the treatment of the mesis, we treat him with achzorius. It's like the Gemara says, "Kol amarachim ala achzor sofol arachim sofim to be an achzor on a rachaman." And we have to, it's going to cause to be marachim on somebody like this is really going to cause the greater harm, which itself is cruelty to others. So I think that's really what the Gemara means over here. That by the nachash, what does it mean? Ain ton and lenachash, that Hashem was not toying. And what was the taina that could have been made? The taina that could have been made was divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomim, divrei rav, right? And God didn't make that taina for him. What does it mean that God didn't make that taina for him? It means to say that we can see from the taina was a tzad, was a way of looking at the situation from the standpoint of rachamim. Okay, he was being judged. How? He was being judged for what he did. He was being judged completely from his own from his own tzad, from what the action spoke about him, from his attempt. Even just for the attempt, right? Even for the, in other words, there were two ways. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dan in Midas HaDin and in Midas HaRachamim, and in Midas HaRachamim, from the standpoint of Midas HaRachamim, we could say he was not the one who was responsible. If we would look at it in terms of Rachamim, we would say, look at it strictly, in a strict, absolute sense, did the nachash make her eat? So we say, if we were looking from the standpoint of rachamim, we would say no, there was another factor. So we can't really judge him and condemn him as the absolute cause of the isha eating, because she had her own bechira. She should have said, "I listen to God, not to you," right? But when it says "ain toan in lenachash," it means to say that we can see from the situation the way God judged him. The way that he was judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not on the framework of rachamim. Because if it was in the framework of rachamim, we wouldn't have accepted his action as the absolute, as the actual cause of her achila. But from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges him as if he were the real cause, it shows that the evil of his being involved in this kind of a thing itself is what he's being judged on. And he's not being given any type of Midas HaRachamim. Midas HaRachamim would say there's some mitigating factor here. He was not judged with any mitigating factor. So from that we can learn that that's how we, when a person is engaged in being mata and turning somebody away from the truth towards Avodah Zarah, we also don't accept in that type of a din any type of we don't look at it from we don't look at the whole din as a process of hitzilu ha'edah, of trying to find a way to view it mitzad rachamim. We actually conduct it from the tzad of pure din. And we try to find people who are not going to have any pity on him, and put the zakein and the soros and the mishein lobanim. But the point is like this: in terms of the drush from the nachash, what I'm adding, what I'm changing a little bit today is, and disagreeing with what we said on Thursday. Yeah. And I'm saying that it doesn't mean if the Nachash would have made that taina, he would have prevailed.
Because is it true? Is
it doesn't mean that.
It's not, is it a true taina?
It's true in Beis Din.
It's true in Din. Right. But it's not true in Midas HaRachamim. And the Gemara is saying that, because how do we really know what taina the Nachash made? But the point is, it's saying that when we say ain a toanin, or we say toanin low, it means he wouldn't have to make the taina. That's the point. Right? He wouldn't have to make the taina. So we see, we can see for sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not toain for him. That's all it's trying to learn from it. What we're trying to learn from here is ain toanin lemesis. That we don't discount the evidence against the Mesis. Okay, so how do we know that? We know that because by the case of the Nachash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not towing for him.
Say that one more time.
One second.
Why do we accept it in Beis Din if he makes the taina?
So in Beis Din, it's a good question. What taina are they talking about? Not really clear what the tainas are that he could make that we would accept. What does Rashi say? Right now, it's by the base, and we really have no choice. We can go with a derech of achzarius, and that means say we're not going to be mahapich in this chus, but the institution of base and demands that if we know of his chus, we have to accept it. But the point is we don't have to. In Beis Din, the closest we get by the Beis Din, we don't really have a Beis Din that runs on two different principles of Din. We don't have a way of Midas HaDin and Midas HaRachamim. We only have Mishpat. But in the way the Beis Din conducts itself, it can conduct itself in a Derech of Din or in a Derech of Rachamim. So Derech Din would be put a Zakin on the Beis Din. Derech Rachamim would be put a young guy with a lot of kids on the basement. But that's just going to be in terms of the procedure. Is it going to give more chances that the guy is going to be mahapech in the zechus or not? But we don't look for zechus. But we have no choice. If someone mentions a zechus, we have to accept it. Right? No choice. But by the Nachash, the only thing is, it does say v'lo ta'an, right? Still is difficult. It says, "Harbei tainas ha'olachos lit on velo ta'an." But how do we know he didn't make the taina? I mean, and then the Gemara says, "Name ma lo ta'an lo akarish baruchus." Why didn't God make the taina? This does still sound like Rashi. Rashi still says, "Lefisha lo ta'an ha'nochash lo ta'an akarish baruchu b'shvilo." It seems like, according to Rashi, even the Nachash could have invoked a system of Midas HaDin. Midas HaRachamim. If he were sincere, that's what I would have to... I mean, the only way I can make sense of it is like this. If the Nachash were sincere, it's all somewhat of a Derech Moshliya, but in this situation, the person himself can invoke a Midas HaRachamim. It's possible for him to invoke Midas HaRachamim. If you were to make the taina, but it would have to come from some sense of asking for forgiveness. Not possible just as a sharp lawyer maneuver. But the point is like this. Let me just run it through how I'm trying to explain it like this. The Nachash is like the Mesis, okay? So we're saying by the Mesis, the Nachash had tainas. Okay? What does it mean he had tainas? It means there was a reality for him to be able to invoke Midas HaRachamim. There was really a way that he could have invoked Midas HaRachamim. If he would have had some charata and said, "Don't judge me based on what I tried to do, because I really regret it. And the fact that I really regret it, and she's the one who really did it, that should be a schus for me." Okay, let's say somebody did something. Let's say the nachash of the situation. So let's say he had some sort of a charata. So then he could invoke rachamim. What would his claim for rachmanus be? I made a big mistake, and I didn't really, and it really wasn't me who did it. I didn't really pull the trigger. That's a zechus. That's some element of zechus. Okay. He didn't make that taina, but the taina existed. In other words, when it says there was a taina that he didn't make, it means to say there was a derech of looking at it in midas harachamim. He didn't invoke the midas harachamim, which apparently everybody has the ability. When confronted with ultimate justice, everybody has the ability to make a taina from midas harachamim if they have a sincere charata about what they did. Okay. But the raya is, even though there was a derech of rachamim to look at it, by the mesis, God did not judge him in derech rachamim. God judged him in the derech din. It reminds me of a gemara, two gemaras. Reminds me of two gemaras come to mind from this when I think of this case. I don't remember them verbatim, but one is the Gemara says. Let me see. I can't remember what it is. But anyway, so the Gemara says, "It is Modor Rabba." I think it says Rabba said, "I had a great Modor, a great excuse for all of the sins of Jews throughout history. They could have always said they were forced, because the Gemara says that God held the Har Sinai over them like a barrel." And said, accept it or I'll crush you.
Alrighty.
Right? Until Purim. When they accepted it, when they were Merkabal the Torah Me'ava. You ever see that going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Right. So what does it mean he has a big excuse? Is he's saying that, and also another Gemara. The Gemara says, a person could always make the time that the Yitzhar was just too great. Yitzhar was just too great. That's a taina.
Invoke Midas Rachamim.
The Gemara is going through like certain tainas you can make. It's a funny type of an idea, but like there's a taina that a person can make in his ultimate din. Meaning to say, there are ways, there are ideas of there are mitigating factors. There are tainas of Rachamim. You have to be in that position that you really perceive. Look, the point is like this. If you did something horrible, one thing is to say, I really regret it. But another thing to say is, I really regret it, and ultimately, I wasn't really responsible for harm either. Because there's two elements of din. There's the midah that you were involved in, and then there's the outcome. It might seem unfair, but it's true. People, I'll tell you, like a professor once said in torts, you know, he says, look, people are negligent all the time, right? But luckily, most of the time, you don't kill somebody with your negligence, right?
There's a problem, you control the...
So the point is, there's two elements to onesh, there's two elements to din. There's the action that you did of culpability, there's the behavior that you did, but then there's also the result. It's very different. Person could be just as negligent as the guy who accidentally killed somebody. Nothing's going to happen to him. Right? But the point is like this. The point I'm trying to make is like this. In terms of din, in terms of onesh, there's two things. There's you, and then what you did. So, if you did it dead to rights, your only tie in it is, I really regret it. But if there's an element where you could say I wasn't fully responsible for it either, that is a taina of din. That's a taina of din. Now, if we were approaching the situation from a midah of rachmanus, we would even make that claim on behalf of the person. We would say, you're just an unlucky, you know, it wasn't really you. So the Gemara is saying like this. The Nachash could have invoked that as a good claim, if you were sincere, but he didn't, and God didn't make it for him, meaning to say that when he didn't invoke the Rachmanis himself, he was not given the Rachmanis automatically. So what does that show you? The Mesis is not given the benefit on his automatically of Rachmanis. He can invoke Rachmanis, but he can't. He's not dealt with in the Derech Rachmanis from the initial situation. Whereas all Dine Nefashos, it says, will be Dine Nefashos, Avgav Lo Toan, Toan in Lo. We approach Dine Nefashos in general with Rachmanis, because that's a personal thing. So what has it go? Goes like this. By Dine Mamanis, we don't make a Taina for the guy. By Dine Nefashos, we do make a Taina for the guy. And by Mesis, we don't make a Taina for the guy. Why is that? By Dine Nefashos, we don't make a Taina for the guy because everyone, Rachmanis to one, is Achzarius to the other. We just simply can't. Right? We don't say, oh, maybe you were joking with him. Because that would be treating the other person badly. Right, so in terms of Dine Mamanis, since we always say there's a chov to one is always a chus to the other, and vice versa, we have no choice but to simply let them make their own claims. Because a claim for one is automatically a claim against the other. So that's not a derech rachmanis. Right, Matt? By Dine Nefashos, where it's the person's own din alone, we approach it with rachmanis. But by a mesis, like the Rambam says, where the person's chait is so detrimental to society, for the benefit of society, we have to treat him strictly. It also seems, by the way, the fact that we don't give him asra, it also seems like there's an umdna that's not something a person can do b'shogeg, because the reason for asra is to differentiate between shogeg and mesis. And apparently, we're saying the evilness of it itself makes it practically impossible that it's shogeg. That could be a taina, by the way. Maybe that would be a taina that the guy could make. But we wouldn't make that taina for him.